Hey, it's another day, Wes. What do you think?
I think that we are on number 4 of 5 of a rack 'em and stack 'em day. And, we just keep getting better and better.
I know. And, you know, we've talked about this before, but we've been doing, what are we, like episode 150, 60, something like that? I don't
we're
know.
We're way up there.
It might be, that'd be more. But, and doing them once a week, that's a while. And the funny thing is, every time you think, okay, once we get through this list of 4 or 5 more guests, there can't be anybody else, right? Because, right. But yeah, they just keep coming. Great, great people. Great guests.
Well, and while we were literally going through and racking and stacking, a friend of the show and a friend of ours, Ben Gay, who has been on the show 4 times, it'll be 5 very soon. Hopefully, fingers crossed, was popping through. And then we just had Ray on. And he works with Gary, who was a guest. And so it's just, we talked about it before, but one of our previous guests on the Rack and Stack today was, coming in from Zurich. And, this world just gets so small, by being able to go through and doing what we're doing here and meeting awesome people.
It does. And that's a beauty. We're both all about networking, and we've talked about this earlier today, too, but it's just so fun to network, and you get to know people who know people who know people, and everybody loves to invite each other. And man, we're blessed. And speaking of being blessed, we've got an outstanding lady today coming on as soon as we ever let her out of the green room, or she doesn't have a tornado or something that blows her away there in a clap of thunder, whatever, in the greater Houston area. But Stacy Lynn's going to be on with the Barn Dominium Company, and that's something that I know is because of my industry that I'm involved with. I'm very well aware of and get involved with indirectly by supplying product in that industry. But I know it's an area you're interested in, as we're talking off air with Stacy about doing one yourself someday. So I think people are really going to learn some fun stuff from Stacy about what a barn dominium really is. And I'll tell you what, the work that she does there with her company is spot on. So I think we should just, like, I don't know, maybe talk to her.
I think that's a better idea than looking at this mug. How about we do it?
Well, I've had about enough. All right. Thanks, brother.
Welcome to Building Wins Live with host, the hybrid road warrior himself, Randy Chafee, and producer-director, Wes Wyatt.
Whether we're talking about sales, marketing, tech, or industry news, we want to bring you the best tips, tricks, and info to build wins.
Now, let's get to the show.
Hey, what's going on?
Well, hello there, Randy. How are you doing today? Wes is so funny.
Yeah, well, we're funny looking. That's why I think we're going to do real well doing this on the audio podcast side too, because we do have faces made for radio. So, but
you're so funny.
Anyways, no, we have a good time. Wes and I are brothers from way back. He's my buddy, pal, brother, and occasional bodyguard because he's ever so slightly bigger than I am, because I'm just a little guy, really. So, we had a good time. So, welcome. It's great to see you.
It's great to see you too. I'm really excited to be here because I'm trying to talk. I'm getting over a cold, so my voice goes in and out a little bit. My apologies. Oh. But it's my second favorite subject to talk about, Randy.
Well, okay. Now I said, you just caused me to ask. What's the first favorite?
My grandchildren.
Hold on. Back up. You don't have grandchildren.
2 grandchildren.
No, come on. Look, Stacey, you can't lie on my show.
Not lying to you.
Really? Wow.
Two grandchildren. I've got a granddaughter who's about to turn 2, and a grandson who's 2 months old.
Wow. Congrats. That's awesome.
Yeah. So barn dominiums are my second favorite subject.
I understand. And that used to be your favorite. I get it. That's awesome.
Until they came along,
Grandkids are great. I've got several, and I even have a great grand.
Oh wow, you are blessed.
Well, I am blessed. I'm old, and I used to tell people I put this gray in just to make myself look like old and distinguished, like I knew something, a little gravitas. But they don't buy it anymore, so yeah, I'm just old.
It looks very distinguished there, Randy.
Well, thank you. Okay, did I offer you $50 to say that? I can't remember.
Yeah,
I probably did.
You did. I'll expect that after this is over.
Okay, it'll be in the mail. Wrapped around a bottle of Dr. Pepper. Yeah. So, Stacy, we met for the first time down in Louisville just not too long ago in at the National Frame Builder Association show. And yeah. I just, as more I researched you and what you guys do, man, as I mentioned, barn dominiums are hot right now, right? And
super hot.
And you guys just, your presence and the projects you do are brilliant. And
oh,
thank you. So, you're welcome. They are. I mean, I can't stop looking at them. And so first, give me a little idea. So I know you're north of Houston, basically, right? In Cleveland,
yes. Yeah, Texas? We're about an hour north of Houston. We're in the Sam Houston National Forest area.
Okay.
And that's why if you see in the back here, in the back there, we're in the forest. We've got probably 75, 80 foot trees all around us.
Nice.
And so it's a straight shot up 59. From Houston. So it's great. It's quiet. It's peaceful. Country living.
There you go. But you can get back into the city for the city stuff when you want.
That's right. And when I want to visit the city, I can get down there quick.
Yeah. There you go. There you go. So tell me, Stacy, how did you get into barn dominiums? What's the story behind it? Before we talk about even your company, what you do, what you've done, advantages, disadvantages, all that kind of stuff. Probably no disadvantages, but misconceptions maybe.
Yes, misconceptions.
How in the world did you get into barn dominiums?
It started decades ago. I actually happened to be on an airplane and I was reading a New York Times article about a subdivision that was going, an equestrian subdivision that was going up in Connecticut. And the gentleman was creating a place where the homeowners that lived in the subdivision, this planned community that owned horses, instead of them each individually building a barn to house their horses, he was designing an equestrian center and a boarding center so that everybody could board their horses at this location in the planned community. Well, he was trying to come up with a marketing term to coin a term that would describe that horse facility. Okay. So he called it a barn, which because it was a barn for horses. And then he put condominium, like a condominium. Mm-hmm. So he put barn dominium. And that's how the term came to be. Okay. Barn dominium out of Connecticut. And there was an article in the newspaper. And I remember reading that. Fast forward a few years, my husband and I bought 40 acres in Kentucky, rural land. And I said, let's build a barn dominium. At the time, it was called a pole barn. Mm-hmm. Let's build a pole barn and carve out a little living space for us for us to live and have a little space on this property out in the country. And so we built the pole barn and we're starting to finish out for the interior for the living portion of our build. And we got pulled away for work. So we got moved and then eventually sold that property. And then decades went by, the kids were grown and in college and doing their thing. And we decided, we stumbled on some land in Sam Houston National Forest here. And we said, why don't we create, a weekend place out here and let's build a barn dominium. Let's go back to building a barn dominium. But this time, instead of looking at doing a post frame barn dominium or wood frame barn dominium, I said, let's do steel. And so I designed a steel barn dough and there you have it.
Wow.
And we're in the barn dough right now as we speak.
Okay. And in we'll talk about that in a minute, but for anybody that can see, beautiful, beautiful room you're in.
Oh,
beautiful
thank
view.
You.
And anybody said that's a steel building, you would not believe you, right? I mean,
they don't believe it because they walk up. I call my foyer. So I go and I greet my guests on the porch when they arrive at the Creek House, and I say, "Welcome to the Creek House." And I say, and they say, "Thank you." It says, "And welcome to our barn dominium." They say, "Welcome to your what?" And I say, "Our barn dominium." And they say, "What's a barn dominium?" And I said, "We live in a metal building," and they said, "This is not a metal building." And I go and I knock on the side of the wall and they say, "This is a barn dominium. Oh my gosh, you live in a metal building."
Isn't that something?
They don't realize it's a metal building.
Yeah, look at the pictures that Wes is strolling through right there. I mean, it's just that they can be so, so beautiful. And the beauty of them is that you can go just like in a regular home, right?
Yes.
You can go from relatively utilitarian, if that's the word I want, all the way to as luxurious as you want to go, or anywhere in between, right?
That's right. You can go, if you're doing it on a budget, you can do a barn dough on a budget. And you can also do a barn dough in tall cotton.
Yeah, there you go. In tall cotton, I like it. That's awesome. So, you know, so I got to ask this question. How many people build barn dominiums and have their animals in part of the building? Is that common or not that common?
That's not that common. Typically, okay. What you find in a barn dominium, there are some. So we've got clients that we're currently designing for and have designed for in the past that have the barn portion where they've got their horses, or even chicken coops, very, very elaborate chicken coops, that's attached to their homes. But in most cases, what you find in a barn dough is, if we're doing something attached, it happens to be a shop, garage, a man cave kind of design. Yeah. And the shops and the garages are getting bigger and bigger. No one has ever complained that we have designed too much garage shop space. Ever.
No. I saw, I can't remember where it was, but I saw a meme somewhere, a GIF someplace a while back. It was funny. It's about how a woman designs the house, and it's all these rooms and all that, and this tiny little garage, right? And then it's how the man designs it, and it's like a 60 by 80 shop building and one little room with a little bathroom.
That's right. But what's happening is I'm finding more and more women like me are love the garage shop area. I love my toys in there, the buggy and the tractor and all the implements, everything in there. But it's also great storage space. It's great for crafting or doing projects. And when the grands get a little older, we can do all kinds of crazy things out there in the shop space.
That's pretty cool. Yeah. So, you know, we talked about, and you're right. Most people, I think, anyways, think of a barn dough generally as a post frame building, a pole barn, right? And a lot of them are.
Yes.
But a by true definition, like a lot of people misconstrue the term condominium in the first place. Yes. People think of condominiums as a high rise building with a bunch of basically higher end apartments, so to speak, right? You can have freestanding houses that are still considered condominiums, right? It's more of a legal term, kind of more than it is a true way to live. But with barn dominiums, it can be a barn dominium, cement block, steel building, wood frame building, post frame building. It's the concept and the way that you build. And I think one of the big advantages, and this is where I'm going with this, is because you're using free span trusses, you can have full reign to do whatever you want inside with no limitations from that building code aspect, right?
Right. So this is the deal. So people want to talk about barn dominiums. Barn dominium really is a construction type. So it could be a post frame, like we were talking about, which is also an engineered wood truss system, depending on where you're located in the country, what you call it. Or it could be a steel frame. But what makes both of those a barn dominium is that the entire weight of the roof system is carried along the perimeter, which means you have those free span trusses like you're describing. That means there's no interior support walls. So it's because there's no load bearing walls, so you're not carrying any weight of the roof. The only time you have a load bearing wall is if you're carrying the weight of a second floor, a second story. And then you're still only carrying the weight of the second story. You're not carrying the weight of the roof. So during construction, which is fabulous about a barn dough, you can move those walls. In a traditional build, there's a very good chance you can't move that wall because that wall is a load-bearing wall. It's carrying the roof of that second floor and or the structure of the roof, and you just can't move it. Or I won't say you can't move it. It would be costly and time-consuming to do so.
Makes sense. So a lot of flexibility. So yes. as people think about a barn dough, what are some of the tops, whatever, a top five, I don't care how many you got, considerations when you start working with a client? Or let's say if I'm a client thinking, I don't know, I've heard about this barn dough idea. This sounds kind of cool. What do I need to think about before I even start down that road? What are the considerations?
A lot of the considerations is where you plan to build. So because if you are trying to build this in a subdivision, in most cases, there may be some hesitation with the subdivision or some rules within the HOA or POA architectural review guidelines that may not allow a barn to be built. So that's one of the things. Also, your county may not allow or your city may not allow a barn to be built. So you really have to either talk to a general contractor that's in your area who's familiar with the construction rules and regulations in, for your lot or your property location. The other thing is locating of the trades. If you are in a rural, if you are located rurally, you will also be able to find the trades that can build a barn dough. Not everybody can build a barn dough. There's a lot of people getting into the barn dough world, but there's not a lot of people that have a lot of experience in barn doughs. I would say particularly outside of Texas. In Texas, we have a lot of barn dough builders. Outside of Texas, we have a lot of barn dough builders, but they tend to be post-frame barn dough builders or wood frame barn dough builders. Mm-hmm. Those are much more common practice than you see in steel frame. But they're both of those industries are getting many more builders every day that are getting into this market.
That makes sense. So, yeah. Complication wise, is it quicker, faster, easier to get a barn dough, to get from start date to move-in date versus a typical stud wall, house construction, basement, the whole thing? Is there some advantages to that, or is it mostly come from the freestanding open space idea?
So, you know, we've all heard, and it's true, time is money. Mm-hmm. And so the less time we spend on something, typically the less money it costs us. And that's same with a barn dough build or with a house build. If we're taking a traditional 3,000 square foot home compared to a barn dough build, and let's say that the roof lines are roughly the same, because typically traditional homes have a lot more cut up roof lines than you see in a barn dough. But let's say if we're putting those on two lands, two pieces of property side by side, that barn dough build, once the foundation is poured, for a barn dough build, that's probably going up in, say, anywhere from 3 to 6 weeks. You're totally dried in, and that's if the weather is with you. You've got a full crew. All the materials are on the ground after foundation is poured and cured. If you've got a home that's 3,000 square feet next door to it, it may take you 90 days or more to get dried in. On that. And so you compare that. And so it's a labor and materials deal. The other thing about the steel frame or the barn doughs is the steel exterior. So when you have sheet metal on the outside and sheet metal on the roof or metal roof, whether it's standing seam or an R panel or something like that, that metal has got the color coded in it. And there's no caulking, there's no priming, there's no painting, there's none of that. When the sheet metal goes up, as you know, the color's in it. It's done. It's a done deal. So it goes by a lot faster. So typically, I say you can get in typically 60 to 90 days sooner into a home if you're building a barn dough style versus a traditional build.
That makes sense. And like you said, time is money, and in today's world, more so than ever, right? So
because the cost of construction is high.
It is. Yeah. So you just mentioned, and I work a lot in a lot of the products I'm involved with are in the metal roofing, the metal siding world. Mm-hmm. Are you finding that most barn doughs are steel siding, steel roof, maybe some, but you can decorate the outside some. You can put some block or some brick or some wood accents or whatever you want, right? I mean, it doesn't have to look like a pole barn or a metal building, a shop out back on a farm.
No, we dress them up. I think that's one of the things that's different about our design company. I make a metal building look good. We add some, you know, we add barn doors, we add cupolas, mm-hmm. awnings, box beams. We do a lot of things that dress up the exterior. In many cases, once we've done that, people don't even realize the rest of it's a metal building.
Right.
We can put stone accents on there. And until you show them that it's a metal siding, they think it's a board and batten or something like that. Right. They don't even realize that that's metal siding. But then when you have metal siding, you don't have the maintenance like you have with a board and batten. or exactly. With a masonry exterior. And so that's the beauty of sheet metal.
Yeah, and you're so spot on. There's all those benefits, and it the ones that, and especially on your website, people, if you have any interest, even if it's just a passing interest, check out the Barnuminium Company website, because it's some of the stuff you build or that you've been designing and working with are just spectacular. I mean, there's a picture right there that Wes has got up. I mean, come on, tell me that's a barn, right?
That's a barn. That's my side porch.
That's your side porch. Look at that.
That's my side porch. So there's a glass garage door from our great room. It's a 16 by 12 foot tall glass garage door. And at the push of the button, we open up to this outdoor space right here.
Wow. Look at that.
And so when we have parties, there's the glass garage door that you can
pass. Oh, yeah. Okay. Yep.
Yeah. In that second picture there with the sofa. And so when the glass garage door is closed, because it's a reverse glass garage door, meaning that the rails are on the outside and not on the inside, it looks like a beautiful picture window when it's closed. And then when we have a party or it's a beautiful day outside, we're entertaining, we push the button, the door goes up, everybody goes, wow, wow, wow. and you've doubled your entertaining space for us at the push of the button.
That's awesome. That's awesome. So tell me a little bit about, we're continually strolling along memory lane here, but we're also scrolling along the bottom, how to get a hold of you. But what, give us a little bit about what somebody would expect to get if they call up the Barnuminium Company. What kind of things can you do for people? Do you facilitate the design all the way through the finished construction, financing, or what parts of that piece do you guys do?
Yeah, so we like to refer to ourselves as a different kind of design company. We really are about our relationships. We have great client relationships. I had a client earlier today that called. I didn't know she was under construction. She called in because she was so excited. Her countertops had just gotten installed and she couldn't stand it anymore. She said, I didn't want to bug you because I know you're super busy. But she says, oh, my gosh, I'm drooling over my kitchen countertops. And she sends me a bunch of videos and pictures today of her barn dough just northeast of Austin, Texas. Is absolutely gorgeous. But we're on the phone for an hour today having a great conversation about her design. She's an engineer. She's acting as part of her own GC on this build. And so we have great conversations and great relationships with our customers. So when you call up, we have a lot of conversation about your lifestyle, what's important to you. We talk a little bit about budget. And then we start talking about maybe what is the best design for you. Is that a post frame? Is that a steel frame? Do you have a load? Do you have a snow load or a wind load or a seismic load? We talk about those things. And then we kind of come up with what we think would be best for your situation, what we would recommend. And then we start talking about what that looks like design wise. How many bedrooms, specialty rooms? Are we looking at this as being a retirement home or an Airbnb? Or do we need an in-law suite for one or both sets of parents down the road? So we talk about all those things. And a lot of times we are asking questions and giving guidance that of things they hadn't thought about long term.
Sure.
And so it really helps them think about their project. And then we start, we give everyone a quote and a timeline of how we work, and we get started. So it becomes a partnership on designing your dream home, whatever that looks like.
That's awesome. That's awesome. It's got to be a good time because, you know, you're in the building business per se, because you're building a building, a barn, right?
Yes.
But the excitement of getting your backyard barn to store your boat in is one level of excitement.
Yes.
But the excitement that your homeowners are getting is a whole different, you know, it's 1,000x excitement because this is their home, right?
Yes.
And to see that come to fruition has got to be fun for you. And
so much fun. It's so exciting. It's like, I almost say it's almost like a pregnancy. You know, you start your project and you wait because you can't wait for the time to go by so you can have this big beautiful baby, healthy child. It's the same thing that you're doing all of this stuff to get a beautiful home that's going to be yours at the end. And so this project is thrilling. It can be frustrating. Especially there's still a little bit of troubles in the supply chain world, not mm-hmm. everywhere, but there are some areas. But everybody gets excited about their home. They get excited about each step. They get closer and closer to when the windows get delivered, when the steel gets sure. delivered, when the concrete gets poured. Everything gets very, you get excited about that next step. And then when it all comes together and then you've got this big, beautiful home that you're excited about being in. And then people send videos and pictures. Every day I get somebody sending me pictures and videos of their project going up or they've moved in. And there's something very rewarding and refreshing to see. Those projects and experiences from our clients. And the other thing we do is we also offer and host client dinner parties here at the Creek House. And we have clients that fly in from all over the country. We host several a year and people come in from all over the country and they meet other Barn Door clients of ours. They network, they meet new friends. They get a tour of the Creek House and we cook on the outdoor kitchen.
Wow.
Yeah.
You can't get any better than that.
It sure doesn't, because everybody loves the outdoor area in the country, in Barn Doors.
Oh, yeah. That's amazing. That's amazing. Maybe I'll have to fake that I want to build a barn door so I can come sit outside and at the Creek House someday.
Oh, we're just going to have you come out here, Randy. You got to see it for yourself in person.
I do. Yes. So that was my shameless attempt at getting an invite to the Creek House.
You know how I just snicked that in there?
Good deal. Yeah, good deal.
You keep your $50.
Okay, fine. Perfect. I'll bring a couple bottles of Dr. Pepper.
That'll work.
So, maybe talk to me about misconceptions, because I want to make sure, because I really love this concept of barn doors, and I'm sure there's misconceptions. You know, you talked about one of the issues. Mm-hmm. Is getting by HOAs, POAs sometimes, and some of that. Is there issues in particular with financing on a barn door that people have to work through? And then in general, misconceptions that people may have that we can quell, I think is the word I want to use. I can't spell that word, but I'm going to say it.
So let's talk about so barn doors. Barn doors really have changed a lot, let's say, in the last 3 to 5 years. The designs have been more appealing, that banks are very interested in barn doors. They're hopping on board. We've got banks on a regular basis that reach out to us that say, you know, we're going to put this not as a barn door. We're going to appraise this against other custom homes of similar size and similar level of finish out. It's because we're doing them, and in our case, the Barnum & Company, we're designing them, I think, the right way. We're giving them great resale value. They hold their value. They appreciate. They look great. Banks are interested in financing those because they're built to code. They're designed to code, built to code. You're finding banks are willing to finance these. And you're also finding that insurance companies are saying, you know, we're now interested in insuring barn doors, because before people were building a metal building and putting in little metal windows, not residential windows. Mm. And you're trying to put a bedroom in there and it doesn't meet code for egress. So insurance companies were saying, we're not going to insure these. So now we're designing them for that it's appealing to banks and appealing to insurance companies. Now, having said that, you're not going to find the big banks on board just yet with barn doors. You're not going to find the Wells Fargo's, you know, Bank of America's kind of things. That's not there yet. But there are plenty of banks. Typically, we've got basically an institution in every single state that will finance as long as you qualify for the financing. So the opportunities are becoming, or the avenues to get financing are increasing, which is really great. And same thing with insurance companies. Now, let's talk about some of the other misconceptions, though, which is really important. The savings on the barn door is really on the outside. It's on the shell. It's on the perimeter. But once you move to the inside, sheetrock does not become less expensive because you're building a barn dough. Right. Carpet does not become less expensive because you're building a barn dough. Paint doesn't get. So the thing is, if you were going to build whatever level of finish out you were going to put in a traditional home, the chances are you're going to do that same level of finish out in your barn dough. But what you can save on the interior of the barn dough is that you can do polished concrete floors are fabulous in a barn dough, right. And they're fairly inexpensive. And it looks great in a barn dough. If you try to do that in a traditional home, it might look like you're skimping a bit, but in a barn dough, it looks fabulous. In a barn dough, we don't have crown molding. We don't put crown molding. In a traditional home, if you don't put crown molding potentially on the design, it might look like you were trying to save a few bucks there, but that's not what it looks like in a barn dough. And depending on how you insulate your barn dough, for example, typically you can get your HVAC system can actually step down a little bit because you're so tight. So you don't need as big a system to heat and cool your barn dough.
Yeah, that's well, exactly. And you know, you you hit on earlier, just the maintenance free part of having, you know, the today's paint systems that are used on the metal roofing and siding are so superior to what they used to be.
Yes.
That, you know, I think everybody falls short of saying the word sometimes because that's a long time, but it really is a one and done, right? It's a lifetime scenario typically. It's not like you said with, you know, you put a board and batten. A lot of these people that roll, I have a lot of customers of mine that roll a board and batten. Mm-hmm. In a metal board and batten, that's a 40-year paint, and that's just that's a four. And that doesn't mean it's going to be gone in 40 years. That's just what the warranty is.
And it's gorgeous.
And it's beautiful and it looks real unless you walk up and tap on it. But that's if you put that same board and batten up, first place, the cost of materials is as much or more than the metal.
Yes.
But then you got the paint or the stain or whatever you're doing. And guess what
more
you get
labor.
To do?
More
and labor. Yep. And then guess what you get to do? In a few years, you get to do it again.
That's right. You get to trim and caulk, re-caulk in some areas, have to go back and paint. And you don't have to do that with sheet metal.
And it
really looks great. And you've got lots of colors to choose from.
Oh, yeah. The colors and the styles and the looks. It plays right into the world of the barn dough. So, well, this is awesome. So you've been very kind with your time. Obviously, people know how to get a hold of you. And we're keeping to tell them. And this is going to be posted all over the place so people can get a hold of y'all down there. See, y'all, I got the y'all in. It's technically all y'all, though, right? Because there's more than one of us.
Y'all.
Yeah. So, okay. Well, now this is, I chase squirrels sometimes. You were up in Louisville. That's where we met. I met you and Oliver. Where did you go? What was the name of the town we went to up there?
What are you talking about?
The NFBA. What was the name of the
Louisville.
Louisville? Louisville? Okay. Louisville. I just wanted to see.
Louisville, Kentucky.
that's a great drinking game. Sit around a couple of Cabernets and everybody starts saying Louisville because there's about a thousand.
Say that fast 5 times.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Oh, that's good stuff.
What do you call it?
I call it Louisville.
Louisville.
Mm-hmm. When I was younger, I called it Louisville.
Louisville.
But you know, it's funny. It had nothing to do with anything. But there's a town in Ohio. They used to have a customer there, and it's spelled Louisville, but it's Saint Louisville, but it's Louisville, and that's the way they pronounce it is Louisville.
Yes. Louisville.
It's Saint Louisville.
Yeah,
it's Louisville. You know, if you said Louisville, Kentucky, I go, where's that at?
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's like a big city on the river. Oh, you mean Louisville?
Louisville.
You know, Louisville, Louisville, really. But well, awesome. Well, Stacy, I appreciate very much you taking the time to be on and enlighten everybody on the world of barn dominiums. And it's been fun and it's been a great chat.
Oh, well, yeah, I really enjoyed this conversation. You know, barn dominiums, you know, if you go over to Google Trends, Google knows everything. I always tell everybody, go over to Google Trends and type in the word barn dough or barn dominiums or barn dough, barn dough, pole barn or post frame buildings. You'd be surprised at just how, what they're doing. They've really just taken off since, COVID in particular.
That's awesome. Yeah. It's fun. It's fun to see it. It's fun to see it grow. And it's just another it's just another great avenue for people. And it's fun to be involved. You know, my involvement is not like yours, but it's with supplying products and materials to people that end up building them. But I just think it's one of those things that I want people to be more aware of. And when I met you and Oliver down in Louisville, Wes and I have friends there that I think it's really got to be more of a Louisville. You got to, you know, it's like, what'd you say? But anyway, but they taught us to say all y'all. So that's why I say it, because I live in Southern Florida most of the time, but I'm a transplant. Still, most of my world is in the North. And at one time I thought I'd start teaching myself to say y'all and stuff just so I sound like I'm from the South. But see, Florida's not really from the South. We are South.
Yes.
But Georgia's the South.
Yes. That's right. Florida is a whole bunch of New Yorkers flying down to Florida just for the winter. Yeah,
there's 23 million people that live here now, and there's like 12 that are originally Floridians, I think.
Yeah. I get that.
It's funny. But well, anyway, Stacy, thank you very much. Unless you have any parting words, otherwise I'll let you get back to work.
Oh, no, it's been my pleasure. Really enjoyed this. And, you know, if anybody has any questions about Barndos, they can take a look at our website, give us a call. We're happy to help.
Perfect. And I'm coming to Houston, or Cleveland.
Yeah, Cleveland. You're coming to Cleveland. I've got you down.
Okay, I'm coming to Cleveland. All right. Thank you very much, Stacy. Appreciate it.
You guys take care.
All right. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Look at that. Barndos. Man, it's exciting stuff, isn't it? I just love the world of barndominiums and Barndos. And seriously, look Stacy up, man. The Barndominium Company. A lot of people do Barndos out there, and I'm sure a lot of them do a great job. I deal with a lot of people who do Barndos. But if you want to see some really cool stuff, go to Stacy's, the Barndominium Company. I think it's the_Barndominium_company or something. You'll find it. Go check them out. Anyways, thanks, folks, for checking out another day of Building Wins Live. We love to get together and build wins with you. And I don't know, we'll be back with some more very soon. But until then, remember, live it, love it, own it. Love what you do and do what you love. And doggone it, go out. I say doggone it. I did say doggone it. Make today your best day ever. Until tomorrow. Cheers.
Thank you for listening to Building Wins Live.
You can find information on Randy, Wes, our guests, show notes, and anything related to the podcast at buildingwins.live. On behalf of the whole Building Wins team, don't forget, make today your best day ever. Until tomorrow.